Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson, known on the internet as OMG Chad. Today, we have a really, really good episode lined up for you. We're going to get into a little bit of news. We're going to break some world records. I'm going to show you guys how to make your own server, and then we're going to get into my top three picks at the end of the show. So, without any further ado, let's get straight into news. This week, there wasn't a ton of Minecraft news going around the web, but I also wanted to touch base on something that happened last week. I had mentioned the 1.3.2 update, and that sure as heck did happen on the 16th, just like Mojang said that it would. But last week, I was confused as whether this was a snapshot or if this was just an update, what the heck it was. Well, it was just an update to 1.3, so the snapshot that came out last week, I didn't even bother covering. There's two new blocks in that snapshot. There is a coding block, which doesn't have a recipe yet, but you can use it to, if Redstone powers it, it'll spit out a code that the server will complete. And then there's also another block, and I haven't researched it a lot. I think it was a beacon block, something like that. We're going to get more in depth on the snapshot later on. We're going to cover a lot more of the snapshot updates when we have a few more things to cover. But I just wanted to say, last week when I was confused about that pre-release, that wasn't a snapshot, that was just a pre-release for 1.3.2. And so that's what's going on. Now, this week, because the 1.3.2 update came out, and if you may have seen that on your Minecraft client, there was no snapshot update. So, we didn't get to look at awesomeness that's coming up in 1.4. What we did get, however, was a bunch of tweets from Dinnerbone. So, this week, the things that he sent out a lot of dieable items. So, first is that someone tweeted at Dinnerbone and asked if all the things in Minecraft would be dieable. And the reason he was asking was Dinnerbone sent out this image right here. Oh, of course, my creeper. Get out of here, creeper. This image is of dieable leather. Check that out. So, and this is all sort of like hexadecimal, so you can see that he has in here blue, yellow, white, orange, green, and pink, and it comes out to this tan, and you can see down here these purple ones. Dyeable leather armor. Now, we don't know yet if this is only for leather armor or if this will be applied to iron armor as well. My first thought was to go in there and make blue leather armor, make it look like I have diamonds before anyone else on a server. Was that just me? Was I the only one who thought of that? Probably not. So the tweet later about whether or not everything would be dyeable is interesting, and he responded with, no, not everything will be dyeable, so we still don't know, but wolves should have dyeable armor. No, sorry. The tweet was about wolves having armor. The response was, no, but wolves will have dyeable colors. So that's exciting. I'm going to have a blue wolf. Probably, I should probably go with a purple wolf, right? I don't know. The options are endless with dyeable wolves. He also sent out more about the decoration blocks and building on top of hardcore mode to make it really hardcore. Right now there is peaceful, normal, hardcore? No, I'm getting that wrong. But anyway, making hardcore more and more difficult, and also getting fire spread bigger and better in hardcore mode. So some exciting stuff from Dinnerbone. If you want to go straight to the source, just follow him on Twitter. That's kind of what I've done. He sends out all sorts of Minecraft updates. So while there was no snapshot this week, exciting to see all the things from Dinnerbone. Now, we are going to get into a new segment. Last week, a fan went ahead and tweeted at the Record Setter folks. So this week, we are going to have a special report. That's right, it's Pony Wars on OMG Craft. What's going to happen is we are going to set some world records. What we got going on is if you go to Record Setter right now, you can actually see that I have made my own record. It is how to make the most ponies, not how to make, but the making the most ponies in 120 seconds. So the rules of this Record Setter event are you have 120 seconds to make as many ponies as possible. You can see me making my first one here. To make a pony, you need 2 wool for the legs, 3 wool for the body, and the 2 wool for the head. And then the eyes are going to have 2 buttons for the eyes, one on either side. This pony needs to have a horn, a unicorn horn, and also a tail. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with making some ponies here. After this, we're going to get into making your own server, and because that's a little bit heavy on web pages and making sure your IP ports forward and not really looking at the game of Minecraft, I wanted to have fun with this. So on the line via Skype, we have Demon5. Hey, Demon5.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how's it going? Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you? I don't think you are. I don't think you're prepared for the poniness that's about ready to go down.
I'm about as ready as your mom was last night.
Oh.
I'm almost as ready.
Oh, really? Well, that's not...
I'm almost that ready.
That's not what your mom said to me.
She was pretty ready, but this is... I don't know, man.
Well, it's fine because your mom's so fat that she wouldn't even know what a pony was if it came up to her. She'd be like, you know, I'm really bad with your mom jokes.
You're really good at this.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've made our own custom map to test this out. Over here, you can see that we have these lanes. The ponies will be created. Oh, man, you're Steve. Oh, you're so.
Oh, God.
Good job there with the skin, man.
Maybe you should relog.
You know, I don't think I am. I think you're just going to look like a noob for this event.
Maybe I'm going to relog.
Oh, man. Up and up. Ah, darn. Okay, well, no, you're no longer Steve. Darn it.
All right.
So we've created these tracks. Also in the competition is going to be Cheeto and T2T2, our wonderful producers. Each person will have a lane, and at the start of their lane, they have a chest. T2's chest is empty because he already stole all of his items. Which is this my lane over here? Oh, I get pink wool? Who gave me pink wool? I don't want pink wool. I'm stealing green wool. Cheeto, I stole your wool.
Don't be mad.
I feel like I need pink wool. Okay, pink wool's mine. So in the chest here, you get pink wool. You're going to get some buttons, and you're going to get some levers. And then you're going to create your pony on these gold blocks right here. We have created a... This pony looks... Did you give him armor? What's going on with this pony? We've created a standard pony here without the vines. The vines are not needed when you make your pony. It's a curly pony. Thanks, Curly. There's Curly, our system administrator. Curly was here. Yeah, thanks. Okay, so this is the standard pony that you're going to need to be creating. Some things to note is that you are graded on a fully built pony. So if you have made most of a pony but don't have, say, the lever on top but everything else, that pony does not count. Also, when we're doing the competition, you are allowed to be in creative mode. So flying is allowed. If you want to go hardcore, you can be in survival mode, but creative mode is totally allowed. And then at the end of 120 seconds, we're going to see who has made the most ponies. The other thing to note is that these levers on top, sometimes when you put levers down, they will be in different positions It doesn't matter what position the lever is in on the top of the pony. You don't have to break it and then try to get the correct position. Like, you know, if it happens to be like that, that's fine. As long as the lever has been placed, that is a good pony. So, are you guys ready to start?
So ready.
You're so ready? I don't know. You don't sound that ready.
And I'm more ready than you will ever be in your entire life. Don't you ever doubt how ready I am again, Jed.
Here we go. Oh, man. So this is for the world record. What's going to happen is after this episode is finished, we're going to go ahead and right now I hold the world record, by the way, Mr. Demon 5.
Mr. 8 ponies?
Yeah, 8 ponies. Okay.
We'll destroy you.
I have 8 ponies. So we're going to see how fast all of us can do it. Just between you and me, who do you think out of the other two, Cheeto and T2, who do you think is going to win out of those two?
Definitely T2.
Yeah, I think so too. Cheeto's really good, but I don't think he's practiced as much as T2 has.
He's not. He hasn't been practicing.
Yeah, he hasn't.
He ain't ready.
Okay.
Are you serious about this?
Huh?
He ain't serious about this, man.
No, he ain't serious. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
So ready.
I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I have to hit play and then I have to move over. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, man. I'm still going to win because I had a little bit of a technical difficulty on my side. What is T2's... What are you doing over there? You have a weird strategy, man.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to help because you need a fully built pony.
Get it, buddy. I get it.
Okay. Enjoy losing.
Whatever you say, man.
Oh, come on. It looks like... T2 has a lot of ponies. I hate this. I think the pink color is throwing me off here.
Sure, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Incorrect. Leap placed. Lever position. Oh, man. Chunky. Yeah, nice pony creation you got going there.
Yep, it is pretty nice, isn't it?
I don't know. Have you beat them all? Because I think that's going to bite you in the butt later.
These are all done.
Oh,
we're
starting
on my next ones.
Yeah. Are you going to make them in groups of 17? I think that's a good idea. Wah. How much time we got? 30 seconds left on the clock, folks. I like our referee pants. Okay. I should have used
10.
Oh, 10 seconds.
These guys allowed to have extra parts?
7.
No, they're not allowed to have extra parts.
5, damn it.
4, 3.
If I could just
2, 1, 0.
Dang it. Okay, that's it. We're done. No more ponies. Stop.
I had 9. I had 9 complete ponies.
What? Your ponies are made wrong.
Well, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
The horn is in the back of the head, not the front of the head. I think you're disqualified.
All right, fine.
No, I will give that to you just because it takes the same amount of creating to create a pony with a forward facing. How do you think that that's where a horn goes?
I don't know. I figured a horn goes on the top of the head, Chad.
It goes on the back of the top of the head.
See where horns go.
Okay. Well, let's count them up. I think I have an idea who's the winner here. It looks like T2 is the winner. He went into the second row, which none of us did. Cheeto's ponies look really well made. Yours look derpy because the horn is at the front. Derpy. Derpy. I only got... How many did I get? I got 8. I got less than I did on the other video. I got 7. Okay, let's count up. Let's count up T2s. We got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 ponies. T2 made 17 ponies. Wow, that put... He made twice as many ponies as I did. So, congratulations, T2. Where are you, T2? Here, land on the ground. I'm going to just like, let's give you a golden block. Hooray. You get, whoa, that was cool. Yeah, don't show off. Anyway, go congratulate T2 on Twitter. You can find him. There's Cheeto, you know, doing his thing. So, if you would like to participate in my record-setting event, if you think you can take on T2 with however, with the 14 ponies, did I get that right? 14? See, what did I just say? Feel free to go over to Record Setter and show us up. Add your own video of you making more ponies than us. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, next, we just had a lot of fun on our own little server that Pants, the guy that you saw not making ponies in the video, put up for us. But a lot of people don't have the same capabilities that I have with a guy that makes servers for me. You have to, if you were to make your own server, you'd have to do it all on your own. So I kind of wanted to show you guys how to make your own server using your own computer and your own internet connection. This is really important to me because Minecraft is really, at its core, I enjoy the multiplayer aspect of Minecraft more than I enjoy the single player aspect of Minecraft. So creating your own Minecraft server is something that I felt really needed to be covered early in OMG Craft. So I'm also going to show you how to do this on the Mac side of things because there's a few differences on the Mac side than there is on the PC side. So let's get straight into it. When you start making your server, you're going to go ahead and go to Mojang and download the server files. These are different than your in-game client files. At Minecraft.net/download is where you're going to find these files. Let me go ahead and show you guys that. And you see right up at the top, there is a Minecraft for Mac. It just says go ahead and download this into your applications folder. But this right here is the client version. This is not the server version. If you see down here, multiplayer server, that's what you want. Me, I'm using a Mac at the moment. You can see that this is an .exe file down here. That means that's not really going to be so great on my Macintosh computer. If you look at the paragraph right below it, there is a download for a jar. So you're going to go ahead and download that file. That also links to a really, really helpful post on their wiki. Go ahead and check that out. I'm actually going to be referring you to go there a few times because I'd rather have you copy and paste some information instead of type it all out yourself. So you're going to be referring to that wiki throughout this tutorial. Now, a few things to mention. If you're going to do this on a LAN, a local area network, with people inside your same building, you actually don't have to do this anymore with 1.3. You can download the normal client and open up your single-player world to your public LAN. All you have to do is hit Escape, click Open LAN World, something like that, and then you're ready to go. If you want people to connect to your world from the WAN, the wide area, the world area, from the internet, you're going to need to follow these steps. It comes in two flavors. One is setting up the actual Minecraft server, and then the second is allowing people to be able to connect with to that server through the internet. And we're going to have to do some port forwarding, but fear not, it's not that difficult. So, the other thing is that when you're running a server, you're not going to be running a game client. I just want to put that out there. This is for beginners, for the very first people creating a server. So, when you make it, it's not going to have the same graphical user interface as the game client, and you won't be able to run around inside the server from the server console. You're going to be given a console that has information that you can input information into, and that's different than your single-player game. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. The other thing is you should figure out how many people you can actually host on your Minecraft server. And to do that, you can go to canihostaminecraftserver.com. Really helpful website, really easy to understand too. And it's going to give you a few questions that are pretty easy to figure out. First, what is your upload speed? This matters more than your download speed, because normally your upload speed is less than your download speed. And I just know that my upload speed at my house happens to be around 0.5 megabits up. Now it asks, what is your download speed? I know that happens to be around 5 megabits down. And then, how much RAM does your computer have? And this is in megabytes, not in gigabytes. So let's just, I know that my computer actually has 16 gigabytes of RAM. Woohoo! Lots of RAM. But I'm not going to dedicate all of that to Minecraft. So I'm really only going to dedicate, let's say, 2 gigabytes. So that would be 2,000, roughly. If you want to get really, really complicated, you could do 2,048, because that's exactly how many. And then just hit the button, tell me how much I can run. And it says I can have a maximum of 2 players, and that is including myself. So I could be running this locally and then have 2 people connect in, but that's all that I can do with my internet. So don't assume that you're going to be able to create a server that can run hundreds and hundreds of people. Please go to canihostaminecraftserver.com. Just do that simple form, and you'll be able to figure out exactly how many people can connect to your server. So after you've downloaded the jar from the website, go ahead and place it on a folder on wherever the heck you want. I've done it on my desktop right here in this server folder. There it is right there. Now, before I go ahead and run this, I'm going to do a few more extra steps, and that's going to give me more RAM to start the Minecraft server with. It originally starts with just 1 gigabyte, and that's not enough. That's not what I want. I would like at least 2. That's how many I put into the canihostaminecraftserver.com. So we're going to do a few extra steps. First, and these are very simple, just walk through me on these. So first we're going to open up TextEdit, which is the Mac version of a simple text editor. And I'm going to copy in some information that, and this happens to be on the wiki. Go ahead and go to the wiki, and you'll see this, pound, bin, bash. There's a whole bunch of code in here. Not a whole bunch, but there's some simple code in here. And what this is doing is it's telling the Minecraft jar to open with a set amount of RAM allocated. And you can see this 1G and this 1G. That is the amount of RAM that will be allocated to this server. So I put in 2. So all I have to do is change these numbers to 2. And then I'm going to go ahead and save this. And when you save it, make sure that you say format, make plain text. And it makes this nice little, it changes. And then file and save. And then the name that I'm going to save that file as is, what should I name it as? One second. I believe it's start.command. is what I'm going to name it. But I'm going to triple check my notes to make sure that I'm going to do that right. Go ahead and name that file. Yeah, start.command. Now, I'm also going to save it in the same file location as the .jar. So over here on desktop, I have the server area. I'm going to put that there, do it as a start.command. And we're going to go ahead and save that into that folder. Save. Now, there is this file in the server folder. Next, I need to make that file executable. Again, this is much simpler than you are probably fearing. What I'm going to do is go to Spotlight and search for what is it? Terminal? No, I don't think it's terminal. Yeah, it is terminal. Once terminal is open, Just like this. Sorry, doing all this live is really fun. Once Terminal is open, go ahead and go back to the tutorial page on the wiki, and you're going to type in or copy and paste chmod space a plus x. You can see that I've done that here. And then make sure there's a space after it, and see this file that I had created earlier, the start.command file? I'm going to drag it into the terminal, and it's going to go ahead and type out the path that is saved on my computer. So users, OMGCraft desktop, awesomeness. Go ahead and hit enter, and we are done. Now, when I start the server, you're going to see that it's going to open up its own separate terminal window, and it will have created the server with more than, and the way that I'm going to open it up is running this start.command file. I'm not going to double click on the .jar file. I'm going to run this file right here, and it's going to do all that. Oh, did I do something wrong? Oh, I did something wrong. Well, what did I do? Ashbin.
The chat said earlier that there was a quotation mark.
Oh, did I copy in a quotation mark? Oh, I totally did. Wah. Let's go ahead and open up TextEdit. And you can see at the top there, see that little quotation mark that I copied in? That doesn't need to be there. And the same one down there, .jar. Save that. Close it. Open it. Yay! Everything works! Just like that. Now then, you're going to see over here in this terminal over here that there is some warnings and some things that have failed. That's fine. When this server runs for the first time, you can see that it's going to populate its own new files. And that's it's looking for those files, and it's noticing that they're not there, and it's going ahead and creating them. So everything's good with that. Now I have a server running with 2 gigabytes of RAM. Wonderful. That's exactly what I wanted. You can even see over here that I have the console running. So in this console, you can type in commands. I'm going to go ahead and op myself. So go ahead and op omgchad. That's my username. Hooray, I've been opped. And then I'm going to go ahead and shut down the server. So let's say stop. Bam. Now it has stopped, and then we're going to go ahead and start it up again just to see if we can. Wonderful. Those warnings aren't there anymore. Everything seems to be running great. You can see that it's using up RAM. And to test this out, I'm going to go ahead and open up Minecraft, and I'm going to connect to the local host of the in the server menu. All you have to do is add a server, and where you normally type in a server IP, just go ahead and type in localhost, and you can also see, woohoo, that, and this is it. I have it hidden because I don't want to show off this IP address, but that's the localhost server. It says that I can put 20 players in there, and we're going to cover why it shows that I can have 20 players in here when before that website said I could only really have 2 other players. So I'm going to go ahead and connect to this. You can see that, woohoo, I've spawned in. This is a brand new server, so hey piggies, hey chickens. Nice seed that has a weird thing over there. Now, because I'm opt, because I ran that command earlier, I can go ahead and do things like game mode 1 myself, and I can fly around. Oh, hooray. There's these wonderful lighting errors. That's great. Anyway, so this is my brand new server. Now, we still have the second step to get to have people connect to my server. You could do all this wonderfulness, but you need to be able to have people from the outside world get in past your firewalls, get in past your routers, and be able to connect to the server. So that's what we're going to do next. All you have to do is forward the port that Minecraft uses to communicate with the outside world towards your computer that you are using. So to do that, I have to do a little bit of stuff because I'm working with a router that I happen to have just right here. So this is the router that I'm using. You can see that it's like a normal home router. Nothing too weird about it. This is a D-Link router. And I'm going to go ahead and plug that into my computer. Unfortunately, here at the studio, we like to make sure that we're really secure. So I won't be able to get onto the internet from this at the moment. So if you're planning on jumping to my IP and trying to join the wonderful game that I'm going to set up here, sorry for the bad news, but you're not going to be able to do that. But what I do need to do to be able to talk to that is turn off my Wi-Fi. So what we're going to do is go to your router's home IP address. And, well, here, before we do that, I'm going to give you a tool that will help you through this entire process. And that is portforward.com. Portforward.com helps you walk through all the steps that are required for your specific router. The router is the thing that you're going to be communicating with here, not the modem. Your modem is something that works with the internet. I'm not going to get into it now. But your router is the thing that is should be your block to the internet and should be the thing that's in the way of Minecraft communicating to its other Minecraft clients. Another word of warning is that port forwarding is a little bit of a security risk. So know that if you're opening up ports on your router, that you're a little bit more likely to have some sort of security risk at your house. It was a risk that I decided to go ahead and take because I wanted to play Minecraft. So go on ahead to portforward.com, and you can type in your router's serial number or model number device, and it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to port forward Minecraft specifically. You'll type in the router name, and then you'll tell it, Minecraft is the game that I want to port forward, and it'll give you step-by-step instructions. I happen to have a D-Link router here, and it's a fairly popular model, so I'm going to go ahead and walk you through what I'm going to do to get my ports forwarded. So, over here on a normal browser, I have navigated to the IP address of my router. In this case, it is 192.168.0.1. I'm going to go ahead and type in my administrative password. Make sure it's always good to have a password for that. I also need to make sure that I am connected properly to the network. I had a little bit of problems with this earlier in the show, so bear with me as I get this going. As you know, and if you haven't known before, this is a live show. I'm doing all of this live, so please bear with me as I try to get my network preferences all worked out. Did I unplug any Ethernet cables? Doesn't look like I did. The fun thing about live, and the sad thing about live, is you're actually seeing me work through this. When you do it yourself, you may actually have problems exactly like I'm facing. So I'm not being candid here. I am being candid here. But what I'm saying is, this isn't a perfect process. Technology does not work perfectly every single time. So if you have troubles, don't worry about it. We're all going to have some troubles. It looks like at the moment I can't connect to my router, which is a big bummer because I really wanted to show you just how simple it is to port forward. The reason that I'm really having difficulties is because I'm here at a studio that has its own network, and there's a lot of system administrators that would be very, very upset with me if I decided to come in and mess with their network. It looks like I have everything up and running. Let me see. Wonderful, I do. So here I am at the D-Link page. I just signed in. And you can see at the top that this is a local area network. This is not something that is out on the internet. This isn't a www website. This is my internal network. That's that 1.9.268.0.1 address. So all I have to do is go into advanced right here. Port forwarding is over here on the side. You'll see that. And then you're going to forward this port, 25565. That is the Minecraft port that you have to port forward. Simple as that. Type it into TCP and UDP. Allow it always on. And then you're going to choose the computer that it's going to forward to. On this router that I have, it shows all of the computers that are connected. So this one, this unknown computer, if I click this, it'll go ahead and move that IP address into there. And as long as I have that checkbox selected, it is port forwarding. It's just that simple. You have a nice page that you can port forward your ports to. Once you do that, go ahead and save your settings, and everything should be running. Now you need to let people know how to get to you. So there is normally when you connect to a Minecraft server, you give them an IP address or a URL. You have the same thing at your very own home. It's called an IP address, and it's really easy to figure out what yours is. All you have to do is go to Google, type in my IP. That's simple. And the first search result should be your IP address. If you give that to people, they will be able to connect, if they type that into their Minecraft multiplayer server list, to connect to your server that you just hooked up. I know that took us around, I'd say, 20 minutes to set up a server, but I hope that this helps you in all your fun Minecrafting needs. A thing to note is that we just set up a vanilla server. What do I mean by vanilla? Well, ice cream comes in lots of flavors, chocolate, mint. Now I'm hungry for ice cream. But the baseline plain flavor is vanilla, right? Take that and apply it to servers. Your server that you just set up is baseline. It does not have any mods. It doesn't have any sort of bells and whistles to help you in maintaining your server. And so a vanilla server is a lot more susceptible to hacks or griefing if you try to give this out on a really, really public forum or place. Like if you just tweet out, hey, I have a Minecraft server, here's the IP address. That is probably a really bad idea, because you have a vanilla server that's fun to share amongst friends, but if you're going to make this something bigger, you should really try something like Bucket or some sort of system that has an API built in where you can add tools to help you moderate your server. So this should really just be shared amongst friends. Now, even though we have a vanilla server, we have some things that we can change with the server. And the way to do that is, let me close out of some of these because I have a lot of stuff open from before. The way that we're going to change some properties is in this server.properties file. We go ahead and open that up, and I'm going to use an app called Text Wrangler. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be... Where is good old Text Wrangler? Thank you. So over here, you can see some properties that you are given. Here we are, whitelist equals false. We probably want to make that true. And then you can add people to a whitelist by typing slash whitelist add and then their username. That's a really easy way to moderate a server, and you can do that just from a vanilla server. Some other features that we have in here are PvP. You can turn that on or off. You can set the amount of players that can connect to the server. Before, where you saw on the side that it said 20 players, well, we can set that down to 2 players or 3 players or whatever the heck we want. You do that from that properties file. Some other things to note are you can choose your texture pack in that now that 1.3 update is available. You can change the difficulty from 0 being peaceful, 1 being easy, 2 being normal, and 3 being hard. You can also change the game type from survival to creative to adventure, which is new in 1.3. And you can allow spawning of NPCs. You have a lot of flags that you can go in there and change to make your server unique to what you want. Also, there is a location in there that you can change what world file the server points at. So say you've been playing on a single-player map, and you want that to become the new the new map that that server is running. All you have to do is navigate to your saved game area, copy that file, put it in, change the name on the server properties, and you're good to go. It's not as simple as having a menu, but it does the job, and I think that once you get the hang of just typing things out in that document, saving it, and having it there for you, you'll be good to go. Now then, as you saw before, once we create the server, you have that console. That's not the game console, like I was saying way in the beginning. Some things that you can enter in to that console to help manage your server are slash whitelist add if you have a whitelist running. You can also opt players, which is what you saw me do. An opt player has a lot of control. So make sure that you trust players, that you give operational managing status too, they could do something like slash stop, and it stops the server, just turns it off. That's something that an op can do, and that's something that you can type into that command window. You can also kick players by doing slash kick player name. There's a lot of things that you can do from that control panel to get your server up and running and to manage it. So, there we are, servers. That is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to servers, and I hope I've given you a sort of 101 crash course and let you know that you can do it too. If you want to set up your own server for your kid, for your friends, it's pretty easy, and there's also a lot of resources online, including this one, so I hope you liked it. Now that we've gotten done with all of that, let's actually do some fun Minecraft stuff. My top three picks this week. This week we have a creation tool. We have a app that you use on your iPad, and we have a duh tip for you. Let's get straight off into number one. That is World Painter. Before, when we were in that ponies world, I had created that world on my own using an application called World Painter. Here we are in World Painter. You start off, and it looks like a top-down view of a Minecraft world, and you can see these options on the side. What World Painter allows you to do is literally paint the world. It's just that simple. I have some brushes over here, so if I grab a brush and then, say, grab this grass right here, I can paint over these sandy areas. Let's make sand so you can actually see what's going on. This also applies to things like elevation. So here we are on the lift tool. If I click that, you can see that I'm adding elevation. I'm getting rid of that watered area. I can also add water by choosing this water tool, and on the elevation that I want, it'll start to fill in that area just like that. I can create a lake if I want to. Using lifter, let's break this apart. You can do things like that. Now, let me go ahead and open up the file that I used. And no, I don't want to save that amazing world that I was working on. This is the ponies world that I was working on before. And you can see that this is a lot different than the one that it originally gave us. This is a circular world. And you can do that by hitting new. You can go ahead and make a circular world that way. You can also have the world fall off into void or, go into, something else. You can create the height, which I wouldn't suggest changing the height of the world, because if you do, you'll need an external mod that raises the height of your Minecraft game. You have your hill height, and you have your water level. If you want this to be an ocean world, you should make the water level higher than the hill levels, and you'll have a nice ocean world available for you. So this is the pony world that I created. You can see that it's really small. I didn't want to go ahead and load up a lot of extra stuff that I wasn't going to use in the world. So it's really, really small here. But if I wanted to, say, add more mountains, I could continue to grow these guys out right here. And some fun things that World Painter will do is once it gets, like, tall enough, it will create gravel and then snow here at the top. So creating a huge mountain right here. We're going to go ahead and jump into this world at the end and see what this all looks like. It looks like it's reached its cap. Some other fun stuff is you can paint on frost. So frost and trees and things like that. So I'm going to make this area nice and frosty, a winter wonderland. Let's go ahead and add some pine trees because, hey, it's frosty, right? I'm going to add some indigenous trees here. Let's go ahead and add. And then underneath the ground, I can go ahead and create caverns. So let's make a cavern. You're not going to get to see this because I'm not going to try to get down into it. But I'm painting in caverns. Those caverns need resources, right? So let's paint in some resources. Wonderful. And then you can also choose your biome. So over here, I'd like the... Let's go for a swamp biome here, and I can make this bigger, and I can also choose a different brush if I want. Let's make that a swamp biome. That'll add some cool trees and stuff. And then over here, you know what? The top of that mountain, it really should have had some frost, so let's go ahead and add some frost on the top of that mountain. And then also, it needs some... let's populate it. Just go ahead and just populate the heck out of it. There you go. And then also, this world right here, before it was sandstone, let's go ahead and make that, let's say, just grass. And I'm going to choose a different thing. There we go. Now that's going to be grass. Woohoo! And I'll let you see that sandstone at the bottom. So now that I'm done here, I can export this to an actual Minecraft save. Let's name this OMG Fun. And go ahead and I'm not going to change any of the extra things here, but let's go ahead and export. While that's exported, I'm going to go ahead and open up Minecraft. Go ahead and log in. And let's see, is it finished? Oh, it's still working. I did a lot to this save file. Dun, dun, dun. Exporting surface dimensions. It's adding in cats for me. It's going to put in some squids. Wonderful. It took 30 seconds. That wasn't that long. Let's go ahead and open up this. Single player. OMG Fun. Here we are. And this is that Pony's world that we were in. But there are no... We didn't build out the system that we used to... count the ponies, so there isn't the fences in here. But you can see there's that big mountain that I made. Jeez, that is a huge mountain. Wow, that is one big mountain. I can't even see the top of it. It's so big. You can see the forest that I made on the map that I had earlier. There were no forests. There were no trees. Let's go over to this frosty area. Looks pretty frosty. Looks pretty chilly. I can make a nice little... Oh, and you can hear the music. I haven't turned off my music, so... Aw, I feel like I could go skating. And then the swamp biome is right over there, and you can see the swamp trees with the vines. That's how you know... Oh, looks like I screwed up the water there. It's a nice waterfall. Hey, waterfall. Now, the other thing is that I created a circular world, so if we run to the edge over here, you'll see that at the edge of the world... It just goes into void. So if you've ever wondered how to create one of these void worlds that has something in it, but once you get to the edge, there's nothing there, this World Painter tool is a way that you can do it. Boom. Oh, music's so, so fancy. So that is World Painter. Next, I'm going to show you, if you don't want to go ahead and make your own worlds, but you want to be surprised by, say, others, I have a fun app for you. Mojang actually suggested this app on their blog. This is an official Minecraft app, and it is called Seeds. And it does exactly what you would expect an app named Seeds to do. It shows you popular seeds for PC, iOS, and Xbox. You can see a few that I've actually looked at. They are whenever you go ahead and view a seed, and you get nice pictures. of Seeds. Right now, I'm on the mobile version. That's why you can see the mobile stuff over here in the corner. If I go back, now it shows that I've seen that one by deselecting that green dot. Let's go over to the PC, because that's how I play with PCs. And you can see there's new, but I want to see the best seeds that are out there. So I'm going to go to ratings instead of new. And what's funny is it names the seed, whatever the seed is been named, it has it right here at the top. So this Rick Rowland seed, it actually looks like a really good seed. That jungle temple had a few diamonds in it. And there's also this buried sand temple. That's pretty ridiculous. And that's the loot from that. And this exposed... you know, that could be a really nice grinder coming up, and some other stuff. This is a really good seed. That's why it's probably at the top of the rated seeds. Now, if you're wondering, so that's basically the app. You have a little bit more stuff. It goes into what seeds are. You can see the about of it and news from the company over here in the other area. And there's just a bunch of seeds to go through to check out for your Minecraft game. Now, if you are wondering, what the heck is he talking about? What the heck is a seed? A seed is what the world generator uses to create terrain in Minecraft. And you can give a seed to the Minecraft client right as it's making your world. You can do this on iOS. You can do it on your PC. And I believe you can do it on your Xbox as well. Absolutely, they wouldn't have the Xbox seed area if you couldn't maintain your seeds on Xbox. That just wouldn't make sense. So the seed, because the terrain generator is the same across the devices, so it's the same on every PC, it's the same on every iOS device, it's the same on every Xbox. That means that you can transfer worlds around just by giving that seed. Now, this won't have your saved data information that you've been playing. Like if you've built an amazing structure on your world and you think that you can just give your seed to someone else and they'll see your structure, that's not what's going to happen. They're going to get your base file, the base terrain that you started with when you started your Minecraft game. So that is what a seed is. It's just the base file, the very base of the terrain for your Minecraft game. So seeds available on iOS and Android. The iOS version is 99 cents. And if you want to download that, go and check it out. Next, I have a duh tip. I started, obviously, producing here at Twit, and we do a really good show called iPad Today. And one of my favorite segments on that show is a duh tip. And it's just a tip that's been there that maybe you noticed that you didn't know before. And it's just like, oh, duh, that was there the whole time, and I could have been using it. So today I have a really, really good one. I'm going to go ahead and create a new world, and this is going to be a creative world to show this off. Doesn't matter what type, just creative. I'm going to go ahead and create it. It's going to build that out, and this is going to help you a lot when constructing and when just all over. So you have to be in creative mode to do this duh tip. But imagine that I'm in this world, and I'm in here building, and I've gotten a few blocks. And I'm building my structures. I should build a few ponies here, actually. That's what I should do. I should practice for the world record here. But I'm in here building, and, oh, man, you know what I really want is that jungle wood right there. I wish I had that in my inventory. I don't want to go in here, find the jungle wood, and select it. I want it in my hand right now. And that's what I'm going to do just by clicking this. Bam, I have jungle wood. How did I do that? And this works with all blocks. So here's this black wool. I already have it in my hot tray, but I want it in my hand. If I just click my magic button that you don't know what is yet because I haven't told you, you'll get that in your hand. And it works with grass. It works with ferns. It works with grass. Again, grass block versus the grass, other grass. I said grass twice. It works with vines here. What I'm doing is on my mouse, I'm clicking the middle button on my scroll wheel. So if you click in your scroll wheel, whatever item your crosshairs are pointed to, it will jump into your hand and you'll be able to place those blocks. So just imagine you're making a house out of bricks and your floor is made of three different colors of wood. And instead of trying to get back to the bricks, which you laid 15 minutes ago and is no longer in your inventory, walk on over to it, click the middle scroll wheel button, and you'll have that in your hand. Now, if you happen to have clear items in your hot tray down there, it will replace an unfilled item into that spot. So it'll go ahead and fill that spot. If, like right now, my hot tray is full of items and I don't have any more room, when I click something, it's going to replace whatever is in my hand. So this sand jumped into my hand, and then this would jump in. And then I selected this vine, and it actually, instead of replacing the thing that was in my hand, it went ahead and moved my cursor over to the my hot tray item. It moved it into that position that was already there. So this dot tip, I hope, finds you well, and you will use it all the time. Once again, you have to be in creative mode to use it. But, man, now that I know that it exists, I use it all the time. So, World Painter. Go out there, paint worlds. It's a really easy tool to create awesome Minecraft terrain and start off a really, really cool world. Second, Seeds for iOS and Android. Go ahead and download it. Share your seeds. Browse seeds. You get images. You get comments. Great, great tool for seeds. And then finally, dot tip. Just hit that middle scroll wheel button and you'll be able to select whatever block you're looking at. That's it for my top three of this week. That wraps up the show. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging around with me. This has been a really fun show. I hope you enjoyed it. Almost a full hour of content. And if you would like to suggest things for me to know or review, or you have something that you want me to teach you, go ahead and send me mail at mail@omgcraft.com, and I will get it personally. If you have something that you would like other people to see, go ahead and go to our Reddit, our subreddit. You can also go to our website at omgcraft.com, and there are links to all of our episodes, way back to episode one, which was last week. And all the archives are there. And also links to subscribe on iTunes, on YouTube, on Zune, anywhere that you want to subscribe to us. You can do that from the website. And then also all of our social links are there too. So go have fun. Once again, huge thanks to everyone who has helped me on this episode. T2T2, Cheeto, Demon5, who was on here earlier, Curly, who was running the server, BlenderMF for making that amazing ponies video, Pony Wars. BlenderMF did a great job with that. So thank you to all the people that help make OMG Craft possible. That's it for this week. I hope that you enjoyed it. Check us out next week with another episode of OMG Craft.
One person without armor.
I'm here.
Hey, Kusha.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Is everyone lined up and ready?
Oh, no.
Let's go! Oh, my God. We all saw that.
Wow.
Ha ha ha!